Hello, praise the Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Here's Anne Marie McQueen of McQueen Universal Ministries giving you a good God bless you, praise the Lord, and saying I thank God as always for the opportunity to come into your homes, in your car, wherever you may be listening to this Gabcast. I just thank God that we have this capability and that we can hear one another. It's a great blessing. You know, the Bible speaks of the word being published abroad all over before the end shall come. And this is just one way, glory to God, that those among us are able to hear the word of God. Now, you would imagine that in some of our nations, where we live, we've heard the word through many different mediums. We have the TVs and the computers and the iPads and all telephones and all of these things. And so you would imagine that the word had been preached to all of us. But I submit to you that there are some in the shadows that have not heard the good news of Jesus. They might have heard some other news, but the good news of Jesus have escaped them. And so I thank God, because this is another way that the word can go out, and who knows who might be listening. Amen. Come on, let's pray and get ready for the word of the Lord. Father, we love you. We thank you. Oh, we bless your holy name. You're so good to us. We give you the glory, honor, and all of the praise, because there is none nowhere like you. And so we thank you for being real in all of our lives, and thank you for helping us to know the things that we should do. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name forever. Speak to us right now, God. Speak to us. We will hear you and we will obey. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, hallelujah. We are going to begin a series talking about Back to the Future. Back to the Future, and I say back because I've been instructed by the Lord to bring some things back to your and my and many other people's remembrance. Remember the Apostle Peter when he said, he's just bringing some things to your remembrance. It's not because you don't know, but he's bringing some things. John said, I'm bringing some things to your remembrance. I'm causing you to be reminded of some things. And that's what the Lord put on my heart, that the saints need to be reminded that Jesus is coming back again. There is going to be a second coming of the Lord. Jesus will come back to rapture the church of the living God. Some people don't believe it. Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 3, let's begin up at verse number 7. And see what thus saith the Lord. We're in 2 Peter chapter number 3. And we're going to go ahead and start up at verse. Maybe I'll start a little bit higher. Let's look at verse 3. It says, knowing this, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. And here these are saying, you know, you keep talking about Jesus is coming back. You keep saying he's coming again. Others keep talking about there's going to be a last day. And since the fathers fell asleep for years now, my grandfather, my great-grandfather, others, and Jesus is still not here. And so the Bible is saying that there are going to be people who won't believe that he's actually coming. That's why the word of God also tells us he's coming back for those who look for him. Because those who don't believe and who are not looking, he's going to come upon them as a thief in the night. Let me read the Bible. It says here, verse 5, and this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the word that was, that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. And he's saying, you know, they're not really thinking, because God has done something similar to this before. Let me read on for a second. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire, against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that a day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. So some of us might be looking and thinking, well, it's been 20 years, it's been 30 years, it's been 100 years. It's been 1,000 years. But listen, 1,000 years to the Lord is like a day. So when you talk about it being, it's been 100 years, or when you talk about it's been 50 years, that's only a couple of hours, a couple of minutes maybe to God. God doesn't live inside of our time. God lives outside of time. And so when we're in a big hurry and we're saying, oh, it might not happen or it's not going to happen, I'm here to encourage you like Peter encouraged the saints and stir up your mind. Verse number 1 said, this second epistle, beloved, I write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance. I'm here to stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance and reminding you, yes, he is coming back. Heaven and earth will pass away, the word of God says, but his word shall not pass away. So Jesus will soon return. And these next Bible studies that I've written and the cinch cast that we're going to do are going to be to bring us back to this word of God, which brings us to our future. What kind of future do we have? What kind of future do you have? Do you have a future to spend with the Lord? Or will you spend your future separated from him? Do you have a future where he will say, well done? Or do you have a future where he will say, depart from you, but from me? And so we have to continue to think about our future. Not just our future on this planet, but our future in the eternal glory in heavens of Almighty God. We do have a future. And this is not it. We have a future. And it's not over. We have a future. And it's very, very bright. And so we might as well pay attention, hallelujah, to what that future holds and keep it in the forefront of our minds. Let me read again. Thank you, Jesus. Verse number nine. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Then he says, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in unholy conversation and godliness? So what kind of people are we supposed to be knowing that everything around us is going to burn up? Knowing that what's happening on this planet is not the end of things and the end of times. Knowing that our life here on this planet is very limited. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What kind of persons ought we to be when we know such things is the challenge that the Apostle Paul puts to us. Well, I put that same challenge out to you today. What kind of person are you to be? Where should you be putting your investments? Jesus said that we should give and invest in the kingdom where moth and rust does not corrupt and thieves don't break in and steal. So we should put our treasures in heaven. Where do you have your treasures today? Where do you pour out today? Where do you give today? How is your giving? Are you giving knowing that Jesus is coming back? Let's go back to where the saints, I remember years ago growing up in the church, as I grew up as a young woman, I remember the older mothers always talking about being rapture ready. Being rapture ready. Being ready for when the rapture would come. Being ready for when they would say, Jesus is going to crack the sky. That's how they would put it. Ready for when Jesus would crack the sky. Ready for when he would come. Oh, bless the name of the living God. Are you ready? Or don't you believe it? See, I don't hear a whole lot of people preaching about this anymore. I don't hear a lot of people talking about it. But let's not ignore it. Jesus is coming back. He's coming again. And it must not be taken lightly. Let's look at Matthew 24. He's coming back. But guess what? He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So therefore, the fact that he's coming back should not hinder you or I. All we have to do is remain prepared for his coming. Amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is coming back again. And we're looking for him to come back. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about him coming back. Let's read the Bible. In Matthew chapter 24, let's start reading at verse number 35. Because this is the bottom line right here. Do you believe what God has said in his word? Do you believe that Jesus will return? Do you believe that it shall be as the Bible have said? If you believe it, then you'll get ready. If you don't believe it, you won't be ready. But let me read scripture for you. The Bible says, hallelujah, Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. So these words are not changing. So let's pay attention. Amen. My words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the day of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage unto the day that Noah entered the ark. What is he saying? The same way that it was during that time. Nobody really believed what Noah was saying. They probably thought he was crazy. That's how the day of the Lord will come, like a thief. It will come all of a sudden. It will come unexpectedly. He said it's coming like a thief in the night. Remember? He's coming like in the days of Noah. Thank you, Jesus. People are going to be eating and drinking. Some people are go to the doctor and take medicines and fix it up, clear it up, add it up. They do so much because they don't really believe that they're going to leave this planet. It's almost like some people are planning to stay here indefinitely. But I want you to know this planet is going to burn up and it's going to be gone. Let me keep reading. Verse 39 says, and know not until the flood came, took them away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Two shall be in the field, one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other one left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. Watch therefore, can you imagine? He's admonishing us to watch. We need to be watching and praying. We need to be looking for his coming. We need to remain prepared at all times. We need to be excited about the fact that he's coming. We need to bless his holy name that he came, lived on the earth, has gone back, and he's coming back again. We give God all the glory and the honor and all of the praise for that. In Jesus' name, Anne Marie McQueen, McQueen Universal Ministries, God bless you.